paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
The Burt Show.
All right, Kelly is on 5.
Yes.
Does she want to be on the voice disguiser?
She does.
Okay. Now we were supposed to get this thing fixed yesterday. Is it at the pitch that you want, Jeff?
I will see.
Hey, Kelly.
Yes.
How are you today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Can you speak up for us a little bit, though?
Yes, gladly.
All right. A very intriguing email because, at least on the surface, you're checking out Cosmo magazine. And you identify and you make a connection with a guy that's pictured in Cosmo, and you want help finding the dude?
Actually, my sister. I think my friends, my closest friends, my sister have been on a guy hunt for me forever. I've been single for roughly 5 years going on.
Okay. Hey, stop talking for 1 second.
Okay.
Just because we're trying to adjust the voice disguiser.
Talk again.
Okay. Hello?
Is that better?
I think that's better. Is that easier to understand? Can you sing?
Oh, stop.
No, I'm not singing.
You just count from like one.
I do not sing for dates.
That sounds a little better, right?
I think
okay. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
All right, so it was your... Yeah, you're fine now. So it was your sister that told you about this dude?
Yes, actually. And I went over to her house for a cookout one evening, and she was, you know, trying to talk me into this. And I don't know, it just sounded really far-fetched, kind of stalker, creepy-ish. And I don't know, I read his profile thing that he had in Cosmo, and I really thought, you know, he'd be a great match. So how do you meet somebody in Ohio when you're living in Atlanta?
Well, you come to the Burt Show.
And that's right.
Yeah,
we have strong connections in Ohio. I want to know, in his profile, what are some of the things that stood out to you that made you want to get in touch with him?
That he's looking for somebody independent, which is me.
Hey, Kelly, Kelly, do we have to have you on the voice disguiser?
I would prefer that. Is it not working out?
It's hard to understand. It's obnoxious.
Okay.
And you should be proud of finding love.
Yeah, it's okay. Like, I mean, it's a little out of the ordinary for sure, but...
This is extremely out of the ordinary. It's quite unusual. So.
Don't be embarrassed. Nobody will make fun of you while you're on the air.
I mean, if you want to still be on the voice disguiser and you feel that strongly about it, we can certainly use it.
No, that's okay.
Okay, hold on 1 sec.
Thank you.
Cool, that's awesome. Okay, you're back.
Okay.
Oh, so much easier.
You know what we should
so
do is
better.
Just put people on the air without the voice disguiser and tell everybody their voice disguiser.
Right.
So then people listen and go, God, that girl on the phone, Kelly, sounds just like our Kelly, but she's voice disguised, so it can't be.
Anyway, so okay.
Anyway, Kelly, back to you.
Yeah.
All right, so your sister goes through, you check out the profile, and I kind of checked out because the voice disguiser was bugging me so much. So what was it in the profile right there that was so intriguing to you?
That he's athletic, which I love being outdoors. I love sports. I don't so much watch them as like to do hands-on, throw the football, whatever. And he mentioned that he likes horseback riding, canoeing. I love camping, all that sort of stuff that he's looking for. A woman who's worked hard to accomplish what she's had and independent, and that describes me perfectly. I've worked hard and succeeded in a lot of life, and at an early age, because I'm 30. So, it sounded like, you know, I could give it a shot. And how would you go about approaching that? And my sister and I talked about it, and we thought, you know, give you guys a call. So that's how we ended up on the Burt Show.
All right, we can attack this from a couple of different angles, you know, because at first your first thought is going to be that's crazy. So you see a guy in a magazine, and he says a couple of things that you have a connection with, and all of a sudden you want to find the guy. That's obviously going to be the most common call that we're going to take. But there's also, like, why not? Like, if you turn the pages of the magazine, you see the guy, and there's something in there that you think that maybe this is my soulmate. Maybe by something crazy, why not pursue it?
I mean, how many of our listeners, when you were teenagers or younger and you saw, you know, let's say NSYNC, and you saw what all the guys and Justin Timberlake was into and everything, and you thought to yourself, if he just met me, then we could be together. I mean, every woman has done it when they've gone through a magazine. So you're just living out the adult fantasy, and maybe it'll come true.
But that's right. Isn't that the difference? Like, every woman has done it before they're an adult, but then once you're an adult, then, like, what's the problem with finding somebody here?
It obviously hasn't worked out for her, so she's looking for different avenues, right?
And Kelly and I were talking yesterday, and if you do have one soulmate in life, just because you happen to live in Atlanta, what makes you think that God made your one soulmate live here, too?
Because that would be destiny.
If he's in Ohio, you got to come across him somehow.
Here we go.
One soulmate. This is Cosmo Magazine. That's
it. Could be.
Could be.
Now, you're being sarcastic.
Slightly. But
you're being condescending.
Slightly.
You think this is a little crazy.
I don't think it's a little. Why not? I mean, I don't think that it's. I don't think that she should not try to pursue it. I just think that she should know that he put that down in the profile, and those may not be things he's passionate about. You know what I mean? Right. Like, his profile might not be an accurate description of him.
Right. Well, I clearly understand that, and this is the most crazy thing I've ever done in my life, and I've done some wild things. But I have a college education and a really good level head on my shoulders, and this is just. You know, it's a really far-fetched idea, but what the heck, you know, if it were to even get a friendship, you know, it would be neat. So.
Give us a little of your dating history, because, to be perfectly honest, it certainly has a hint of desperation.
I am not into the club party scene. I kind of did that early on in my early 20s, so in late teens, and I'm not interested in that type of scene. I did the online dating thing through a company for a while, and some friends of I and we kind of did it together, and we would talk about our dates and stuff. But you just don't know who you're meeting. You don't know if they're really who they say they are, if they're really, you know, not secretly married and cheating on their wives through these things. So that's kind of a really creepy way to go about it. So I did that for a while, and just what. You know, being in a career and you're, you know, at a job Monday through Friday, you know, where else are you going to meet people?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're really, Atlanta is a real club scene, you know, at night in the city life. And I'm just not into that type. I'm over that. You know, I'm kind of into a more mature dating scene. And it's hard to do that when you're working. And
have you tried Craigslist?
Why, you think that's any better?
No.
Why is that any better?
You can find anything on Craigslist.
Hey, Jill, you're on Q100.
Hey, good morning. I wanted to call and say I thought it was exciting that she's going for it when she's seen this. And for those who say, oh, I know, you know, people had posters and whatever, Katie Holmes said she grew up with posters of Tom Cruise on her wall.
Yeah, to me, that's
She's married to him now.
Yeah, so, that's not creepy at all.
That's
it can happen.
Like, if we were talking, Kelly, if you were calling us up and you said that, you wanted us to pursue Matthew McConaughey for you because you're sure you had a connection with him. Then it feels creepy to me. But just because it's a dude in a picture in a magazine,
It's not as creepy.
It doesn't seem creepy. It just seems like it's she's working extra hard to find a guy that maybe she's got a connection with.
Well, it's certainly more attainable, I think, because it's a regular dude that was featured in Cosmo more so than a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know if he would actually – because you mentioned how you're worried that it'll seem stalkerish, but – From a celebrity standpoint, maybe, but from him, I don't know. I don't think that he would receive it that way.
Now, this guy has an air of celebrity about him, though, right?
It said that he's a semi-pro hockey player. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm not on the sports scene enough to know, you know, how big that is. But
he plays for the Youngstown Steelhounds. It's a semi-pro hockey team. So he might be a celebrity in Youngstown, but he's certainly not
he's
Matthew
a
McConaughey.
Man.
Yeah.
Steelhounds get ass in Youngstown.
Jeff, do you think this is crazy? Because I go ahead.
It's a little.
You're usually the romantic on the show. Do you think this is crazy?
No, I mean,
I'm all for it.
I think it's cool. I'm all for it too. I can't wait to hear how it turns out.
I don't think it's crazy at all. I mean, he was in Cosmo's Eligible Bachelor issue, right? And obviously, like, they put him in there, and it's going to expose him to all sorts of women. I'm sure he's gotten lots of emails and lots of people that are trying to contact him because he was in this particular issue.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of many people.
Was there an email address or anything in Cosmo?
No, there wasn't.
Okay.
And I didn't want to try to pursue it that way because then, you know, that is kind of stalkerish.
That would be crazy.
Yeah. Don't want to do that.
I'll try and track him down aggressively.
Hey, Kelly, you're on Q100. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Before everyone starts to call her crazy, I just want to applaud her for doing this because it's just like online dating, only she found him on paper as opposed to reading his profile on the internet.
That's a great point. How different is it?
It's not.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, go for it.
All right, Kelly, here's what we thought about doing here, and here's what we can do with you this morning. Like, we don't know who this dude is, and we don't have a lot of connections in Youngstown, and we don't know anybody on the Steelhounds. But as part of our company, Cumulus, you know, we've got radio stations all around the country. We've got 300, 400 radio stations. So we can call the morning show up in Youngstown that is part of our Cumulus family, and we can all go on the air together and find out what this guy is all about, if he is even still single, and maybe even get him on with you this morning.
Okay. I mean, we can do that. That's fine. Yeah, first off, make sure he's single.
Right.
Right.
Well, he's in the Bachelor issue, right? So he's got to be.
Well, it was in the fall, so.
Yeah, but I mean, he's...
Things change quickly.
Nah, if he's smart, he's not settling down with anyone. He's living... He's going to ride that for about a year or two.
All right, so let's do this. Kelly, let me put you on hold. Producer Tracy is working now to put us on with the morning show in Youngstown.
Youngstown Wake Up Crew! 7:48, 12 minutes ahead of 8 o'clock in Youngstown.
What is the name of the morning show we're going on with?
It is the Wake Up Crew.
The Wake Up
the
Crew.
The Wake Up Crew. Okay.
You never know what you're going to get when you call like a smaller market morning show also, so these guys may be great or it just may be really, really
bad.
Well,
it could be zany.
Could be zany.
There's definitely going to be a lot of zany. Not as much whimsy as we have here, but definitely some zany.
Could be some bells, some whistles, some like clapping as you go into the... G100 in the Burt Show. You know, that could be that. We could have that kind of wackiness going on.
Yeah,
also.
So just be warned.
All right. Kelly.
Oh, no.
We can't even afford a full size cymbal. Seriously. This is something that I would train my dog to use.
That's full size for me and Wendy.
Exactly.
All right, Kelly, hold on. We're going to get on Youngstown on the phone with us and we'll start looking for this dude, okay?
Okay.
What is his name?
Curtis, I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name.
Dulé?
Dull.
Curtis Dulé?
Curtis Dull.
All right, give us a second and we'll call up to Youngstown,
okay.
All right?
Okay.
The Burt Show.
All right, Melissa, you brought this in, so you set it up.
Yes.
I'm really interested to hear this.
Well, this is a story I found. This is out of Houston, where a parent says that her child was being reprimanded by the school for, like, disorderly conduct or having behavioral problems. And she's like, well, she doesn't do this at home. I don't understand why she's getting berated at school. So she decided, you know what? I'm going to say, and this, she has a four-year-old. So we're talking about, a kindergarten student. So she's like, I'm going to give my child a tape recorder and I'm going to let her take this to school and turn it on. And I'm going to just see how the teacher is teaching in the classroom because I got to figure out what's going on with my kid in the classroom as opposed to at home. And she came away with some pretty shocking results.
Now, I'm really curious, even before we play this, if you're a teacher and you're listening right now, listen to it, and maybe you hear something in it we don't that makes it defendable. You know we can hear that?
What's that?
We can hear that.
Oh, sorry.
So if there's something in here that you're like, you know what, to the person outside of the education system, this seems harsh, but me, I'm a teacher, I understand it a little better. Maybe you can call up and clarify exactly where she was coming from.
Right.
So let me give you the phone number right off the bat, 404-741-Q100.
And I just want to let you know, this is from an ABC affiliate in Houston. So this is the full news story. We'll give you all the explanation and the audio from the teacher.
Tonight, local parents armed their child with a tape recorder and sent the youngster off to class. They say they did it to help her, but what was recorded has them demanding action from HISD tonight. Eyewitness News reporter Jessica Willey has the tale of the tape.
At home, 4-year-old Megan is like any little girl her age. She likes to play and loves her kitten Jiminy. It's what was happening at school at Memorial Elementary that has had her parents puzzled.
She's been having some behavioral problems in class, but the behavioral problems that we're getting described are not things that she does here at home.
So after months of wondering why, Diana and Oscar Mijares spent $50 on a digital recorder, put it in Megan's backpack, turned it on, and sent it to school. And this is just a sampling of what they heard.
Nobody are you good for. You're just a bad kid. Now, when are you going to be a good kid? Now, here's what I said. No. You're just that mean to your teacher. And I'm going to
Oh, no.
I was in shock, and I couldn't believe it.
The couple was stunned. This was a veteran teacher talking to 4- and 5-year-olds and sometimes singling them out.
So you don't hang out in the hall, Camille, and you don't act stupid.
They took the recording to the principal, who in a statement to us called the comments, quote, reprehensible and totally unacceptable. He writes he immediately removed the teacher from the classroom and reassigned her as the investigation continues. But Megan's parents say the district has an obligation to keep this from continuing.
I really don't feel that she should be teaching anymore.
Megan's parents don't think this was an isolated incident. They believe their daughter's behavioral problems are in part because of the way the teacher speaks to her. By the way, we are not naming that teacher because this is still being investigated. She did not respond to my request for comment. Live in the newsroom, Jessica Willey, 13 Eyewitness News.
I don't know how you defend that.
That's a tough one to work around.
I don't know any teacher that could call up and go, okay, let me tell you about the stresses of being a teacher, and I could see how she could sort of snap like that.
4- and 5-year-olds.
4- and 5-year-olds.
He's just a stupid kid who's mean to the teacher.
You think the teacher just got to the point and snapped?
I mean,
like just got to the end. Like doesn't she's been matter. Teaching for X number of years.
Just doesn't matter.
You got to check yourself out.
Yeah. And 1 year too many.
Just take the day off if you're that stressed. You can't stand it that much.
Yeah.
I mean, because now you're talking about a scarring experience. You know.
I mean, if it's like being in a battlefield, like being a teacher is, because I cannot imagine being a teacher. I'm sure that is so overwhelming and so stressful and so much on you. But like I said, it's almost like being on the front lines. And if it means that you can only teach for so long to make sure you don't get burned out, but I mean, that is just abusive.
You know, I said, don't you wish that you could, like, buy the TiVo of somebody's life? I would love to see the teacher's face when she was informed that there was a recorder in that backpack. Oh. All the things that must have been going through her mind.
She may not think there's anything wrong with it.
Well, then she would have gone on camera with the TV station.
Well, no, if there's an ongoing investigation where her job's in jeopardy, she may not.
Her job's not in jeopardy. Her job is gone.
But, I mean, she may think that's acceptable. Like, she may be justifying it to her friends going, you don't understand. These kids were throwing stuff at me. They wouldn't stay in their seats. Like, I would almost bet that she is. Like, I think she'll probably come out after she gets fired and go, I'm sorry for my actions.
Hey, Alicia.
But I think when it happened, she was probably totally into it.
Hey, Alicia.
Hey.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
When I was little, my brother and I had a babysitter that we just hated, and she yelled at us, and she was really nasty to us.
Mm-hmm.
So my brother and I got the right idea to record her to prove to my mom that she really was nasty to us.
Mm-hmm.
So we gave the tape to my mom when my mom got home from work, and as my mom drove her home, she kind of put it in the tape deck and let the babysitter hear it as my mom was listening to it, too. And so when my mom dropped her off, she was like, I don't think I'll need your services anymore.
Wow.
So she put it in the tape deck in the car?
Exactly.
Smart kids.
Really smart.
Yeah.
Kids are crafty, man. They're crafty. All right. Thank you for your call.
Thanks.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to be able to find a teacher this morning that says, look, let me just try to understand, explain to you guys the mindset of the teacher probably on that day.
Right.
That's going to be tough to find. Good morning, Lexi. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm a kindergarten teacher here in Atlanta, and I'm just shocked by that. I mean, no matter how frustrated you get with a child, that's just completely uncalled for.
At some point, you know who might be cool? Check yourself and just say, look, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
It's time for another career.
You know who might be cool with it is, remember the teacher we had that hated teaching?
Yeah.
All right. She'd be fine with it. She'd be like, well, they are stupid.
Well, yeah. She like, might have transferred to Houston.
That may be her.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, Sally, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I have to tell you that this is more common than you think it is.
No, really?
Please tell me no.
My daughters were in fourth grade, and a teacher would single out the girls and tell them how stupid they were if they failed the test because no man would ever want them.
No.
Shut their pie holes. I'm going to put you in the corner if you don't pass the next test, and you're going to sit there for the rest of the year. Would put kids in the hallway and tell them how stupid they were. That they were not good enough for anything but to stand in the hallway.
Is this person still teaching?
I think it's more common than you think it is.
Shut your pie hole to a 5-year-old is awesome.
To a fourth grader. Is this person still teaching?
As far as I know, yes. She actually had done a separate class, like a separate science class, and she didn't have a classroom, and then they needed her, so they did put her in a full-time classroom.
Oh, wow.
God.
And, you know, and that... the article that you just had on, they didn't even fire that teacher. She's just been reassigned, if you listen to the commentary.
Well, it just happened.
To investigate, too, right? I guess you can't fire anybody until you investigate it. But she's got one foot out the door already.
No, did you ever report the teacher, the pie hole teacher?
I did, and they did speak to her, but... my daughters would tell me every day that she was still doing it.
What man would want you?
Talking to them like, you know, like they were nothing.
God, that's horrible. I remember now that we're talking about it, it wasn't anything that she didn't berate the students. It was our music teacher in my elementary school lost it in front of the class. Like, I think she had just lost her son and the stress of teaching and all these things. And she, like, had a nervous breakdown in front of the students.
Really?
Yeah.
Just
and right in front of us. Just snapped. And, like I said, she didn't take it out on the students. It was almost like this self-contained breakdown that we were just all sitting there very polite and behaved and thought we didn't know what to do.
What was she doing?
She was just, like, screaming and then started crying and then just kind of... And then she kind of excused herself, but it was just this whole scene right in front of us, yeah.
Hey, Holly, good morning. You're on Q100.
That'd be awesome.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
Good. I wanted to call and say I teach behavioral disorder kids. I teach at a high school level, and I completely understand what she's saying if you have that type of day, but her wording, you never, you know, refer to kids as stupid or, you know, tell them they're being mean. I mean, she could have talked to the kids if they were disrespecting her, but she needed to use totally different wording with those age group of kids.
So what you're saying is you understand the frustration she might have been going through, but there's no way that you can lash out like that.
You can't insult your students.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I completely agree with where, you know, what she's going through and how she feels, but as a teacher, you have to watch the way you word things to kids. I work at a high school level, like I said, and I mean, I've had to be particularly careful because my kids are, you know a lot more than a kindergartner, and I get days I get frustrated, and I just have to watch the way I talk to them and the way I word it, and that teacher, you never use the word stupid with kids, no matter how old they are.
And I remember when, you know, there's always the bad kid in class who was acting out and, like, constantly driving the teacher crazy and that sort of thing. I remember in middle school, this one kid was so bad, and he was berating all the other kids. He was bullying the other kids. He was even, like, going to beat up this other kid and was screaming at this, and actually physically had his hands on another kid. And one of the teachers got so frustrated with this bad kid that he grabbed him by the shirt collar and pulled him off the other kid. And just from doing that in, like, this, bit of anger, like, stop doing that and grab the kid, he was fired.
Is that right?
Wow. The teacher was fired for stopping the fight from happening and actually putting his hands on the kid. He didn't even really hurt. I mean, he didn't hurt the kid at all. He grabbed his shirt and yanked him away. But even just doing that,
we had a teacher fired for the same exact thing, breaking up a fight, but pulling away the kid too hard. And it was on a. Security camera or something like that, but the kids were fighting and he yanked him away and the kid fell backwards and said, he threw me on the ground.
That was it. Hey, Whitney, you're on Q100. You'll be our last call. What's up?
Hey, we had a course teacher in middle school who was actually famous for losing his temper in front of the class and throwing stands and chairs at the blackboard and walls.
Really? That's so awesome. He's like a football coach at halftime trying to fire up the team?
He's like this little old man, and when I signed up for course, I was like, oh, you need to watch him because don't tick him off. And sure enough, one day somebody ticked him off, and he just started chucking chairs and told us all to get the blank out of his class.
Man, well, I think it's a shame that the teacher here in Houston that we just heard from, because she did not put her hands on the students, I think that the comments are far worse than the two examples that Jen and Jeff just gave. Because I have a friend whose husband quit teaching because of the lack of authority he had in his own classroom.
When you think about it, we've said this before, there has to be mathematically a worst in every profession. There's the worst hairstylist in the world, and somebody is getting their hair cut by her or him. There is the worst teacher in the world, and one of your kids is being taught by that person.
She was in Houston.
And she's out of work right now.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.